For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silter Har Mazda, a no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us, Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Monday, automotive shop equipment, camping and sporting equipment auction featuring an automotive lift, Snap-on tools, toolboxes, engine hoists, camping equipment, and a canoe. With that, auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. Time now for the lead.
The lead, presented by Sasquatch Casino in Blackhawk.
Yesterday, we talked about Big Brother, Little Brother. Was Little Brother going to try and make a statement and finally beat Big Brother in a huge game? Yes.
A meaningful game?
Yes. I mean, a couple of Fridays ago, basically 2 weeks ago,
right,
the Timberwolves came in and rolled the Nuggets. And then they beat them, or the Nuggets won the previous game, but, you know, Timberwolves didn't have their top three players.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be honest here. Last night's game, both teams understood the meaning. Jamal Murray said after last night's game, "We want the home court advantage. It's as simple as that." This game was not pleasant to watch in the first half.
No.
It was a defensive game, but the Nuggets were making tons of mistakes. You have to give Minnesota credit for playing really strong defense. But when the game mattered, specifically in the second half, it was the Nuggets who puffed out their chest and said, "We're the champs, and you're not."
You know, we talked about this almost flippantly as a playoff-like game. And it was in so many ways. Atmosphere, expectation, the importance of the game, it was all there. It felt different. Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray were in total playoff mode last night. Think back to last year's run. Think back to that 20-game stretch over 2 months to win a title. How many times did you see Jokic and Murray in a two-man game, a lot like they were last night? 24 of 33 for 61 points between them. They were...
And 27 minutes
right,
for Murray.
And that's it. Only 27 for Murray was on a pitch count last night. But Jokic was otherworldly. And I was chuckling somewhere in the second half, thinking, I mean, he's sly like a fox, just downplayed. But every damn time he got the ball, what did he do? Took it right at Gobert. Just said, get out of my way. I'm coming and you're not stopping me. You're damn right. It meant something to not only the Nuggets, but it meant something to Nikola Jokic last night. I'm not saying he said, I got to go win an MVP. All he wanted to do was, I just got to go win a game. And the importance of that game was not lost on him. And so for all of the underplaying after his remarks in Utah, after they beat the Jazz, I hope it will be interesting. It's a different way of saying it, but man, he showed up. He showed up and he balled out. And his performance last night was head shaking for a guy who we shake our heads about all the time. This was at another level last night.
Here's the thing. When you talk about Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, mm-hmm. and you talk about Anthony Edwards, and you talk about Luka Doncic, all of those guys are great players. All of those guys should be in the MVP conversation. Mm-hmm. When they score 41, it's national headlines. When Jokic does it, not really.
No, because we've become so accustomed to it.
Right.
But even for us, who've seen it now for 8 years, and for the last 4 or 5 years have seen it like this was last night. Even last night, it was one of those, damn, I'm glad we've got this guy.
I mean, my God. You brought it up in the previous hour that there was a lot of conversation with the ESPN broadcasters about maybe who should be the MVP. This was the biggest game of the regular season last night, not for the Nuggets, but in the NBA.
Sure.
This late in the season, rarely do you get a game featuring two teams fighting for the top spot in the Western Conference. A lot of leverage involved in this game. So you had Jokic play an unbelievable game. He missed four shots.
Four.
I think he missed, did he miss as many or more free throws?
He missed more free throws. Five misses at the line.
And by the way, this could be a big problem because they've been missing free throws.
Yeah. Yeah. You make just three or four more last night, and the game is really kind of not even it's not even in doubt.
Right.
So I'm with you on that. That is a bit of an issue.
You're going to lose close games if you can't hit free throws. Mm-hmm. Because the game really shouldn't be close if you're hitting your free throws.
Right.
The key word is free. No one is standing in front of you. You should be, most NBA players should hit 75 to 80% of their free throws.
Right.
And I'm not going to sit and criticize Nikola Jokic, really, for anything. But you don't want to be losing playoff games because you're missing free throws.
Mm.
Aaron Gordon has never had an easy time at the free throw line.
No.
Jokic needs to hit those because there was a point in the game in the third quarter, as I was taking notes during the game, before Aaron Gordon went to the line in the third quarter, he was the only guy on the team who had shot a free throw.
Yeah.
Through roughly, I don't know, certainly the first half,
mm-hmm.
but then into the third quarter. And when your team isn't shooting free throws, you know what that tells me? You are not being aggressive. You are settling for jump shots. Although there were plenty of times in that first half where this offense looked completely disjointed and it looked like a game at the YMCA where everybody was just playing one-on-one.
Yeah, it can look. Now, that's when you better give credit where it's due. Minnesota defends, and they extend and they get to guys. They didn't switch a lot last night. When they were playing over the top of screens. They're an aggressive defensive team, but that sucked a little energy out of them too because they weren't as good in that second half.
Coming up after the break, I think I had mentioned it a couple of days ago. I had a long conversation with a friend of mine who's in the Nuggets organization, mm-hmm. not some media guy in the Nuggets organization.
Right.
And we were talking about a potential matchup against the Timberwolves. And he said to me, I just don't think the Timberwolves are ready to make that next step because they haven't proven that they are. And we see historically many times that you have to climb that ladder. You're not going to skip a couple of rungs, right?
Yep. The Nuggets did it, by the way.
Right.
They did it the very much the same way that you're talking.
With that, was last night's game exactly what my friend of the organization was talking about? Was it they're not ready to take that next step specifically against a team that has climbed that ladder? That's next.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wild Card Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman and Hurdle. Watch us at MileHighSports.com. You can reach us, Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Monday, there's an automotive shop equipment, camping and sporting equipment auction featuring an automotive lift, snap-on tools, toolboxes, engine hoist, camping supplies, and a canoe. With that, auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. In the meantime, if you're looking to have a great time this weekend, highly recommend you go to Greenfield's Pool and Sports Bar. They are in Lakewood, and they are the best bar probably in town. I don't say probably. They are, because first of all, full disclosure, their owner, Chad, is a very dear friend of mine. But he runs a great place with so many different activities and things to do. Yes, including drinking, and I'll get into that in a second. For starters, they have live music every Friday and Saturday, no cover. And they really have really good bands. If you like to shoot pool, they have 15 pool tables. They have pool leagues as well. Free pool every weekday until 5 p.m. They have a really nice outdoor patio, great food, dartboard, all that good stuff. But now let's get to the drinking part. If you want a great happy hour, oh, they have it. Every single day of the week, every day, 3 until 7, every day, 2 for $1 on all wine, well, and drafts. If you can beat that, let me know and I'll take you for drinks wherever you want to go. 3 until 7, 2 for $1 on all wine, well, and drafts. Greenfield's Pool and Sports Bar, you can find them in Lakewood. Time now for the Buzz.
The Buzz is presented by Castle Rock Men's Health and Castle Rock in Aurora. See why Eric only trusts his health with Dr. Lee at Castle Rock Men's Health.
The Timberwolves last night did not look ready for prime time. In that second half, about 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, they had an isolation shot of Anthony Edwards, and he just looked bewildered and befuddled, like, this is what it feels like in a huge game. Granted, he played in the playoffs against the Nuggets last year, but they only won a single game.
Right.
Okay. That was it. I hope, for a lot of different reasons, obviously, that the Nuggets get the number one seed, because I want to see if it plays out chalk, if it plays out, I want to see which team is ready for prime time, Oklahoma City or Minnesota. And I would think it'd be Minnesota.
I mean,
because
I would,
they've gone deeper.
Right.
Or I should say they've gone deeper. They have more experience with Rudy Gobert, Carl Anthony Towns, so on and so forth.
Yeah, that's an interesting one. I think I would bet on Minnesota.
For they've climbed in theory with experience.
Right.
Mike Conley, an extra rung. When you look at that Oklahoma City team, I mean, basically, it's a team that you know is going to grow into a man, but they're not playing in shorts. They're playing in diapers.
They're freaking good, though, man.
They are.
God, they're good. I mean,
but listen, when the pressure's on, you're in a leveraged situation, how do you play? Do you play panicked or do you play composed? Like the Nuggets did last night, where the game will come to us. We're going to play our game. We've been here. We don't feel the pressure.
Yes. Last night was a very good illustration of kind of what we've been talking about a lot this season. You don't get to the point where the Nuggets are without paying the toll. You develop into... You don't just wake up and you're this kind of team. It comes in stages. It comes in growth. It comes in trust. It comes in learning about who you can trust and how you work with certain players. It comes with selling out on the defensive end, knowing when to turn up the heat, all of those things that you need to know about yourself. That's what makes the Nuggets so intriguing at this point. I've got a quiz for you. Alex, answer this one for me.
The answer is two.
No.
I'm going with C.
Okay.
Because that explains my SAT scores. 420 on the math, 440 in the verbal. If I didn't know, it was always C. Even if C wasn't an answer,
yeah, absolutely. I'd give C. Just go for C. We talk about Minnesota as the best defensive team in the NBA. And you know what? Statistically, that's right. By just about every measurable, the Minnesota Timberwolves are the best defense in the NBA. Yep. Where are the Nuggets? I'm talking about total defense now. Minnesota's one. Where's Denver? How much difference is there, do you think, defensively between Minnesota and Denver?
I'll let you answer.
Just go ahead.
Eighth. I said also okay. They're eighth.
Yeah. 3 points. 3 points. That's the difference. They are sixth, by the way, the Nuggets, in total defense. But the difference between the two is 3 points. 3 points a game. My point is the Nuggets are really good at all of the things that they need to be good at. And they've got two killers offensively. Now, I'm not saying that Edwards and Karl Anthony Towns aren't killers, but they haven't done it in a place where you've got to have it from it. You pointed it out very well. What has Anthony Edwards done in his last two games against the Nuggets in the fourth quarter? How many points has he scored?
Zero.
None.
Right.
That's your best player. And we all love this kid. He's a superstar with a bullet. He's unbelievable. I love his game. But you got to do it when your team has got to have you. So Minnesota is learning. But Eric, I don't know how long. I mean, how many more steps do they need to take? Can they take some steps in a couple of series to get there? Just winning a few games in a series is going to be an improvement for them. I think they're going to win a series.
I'm going to read you the dialogue from The Godfather 2.
Okay.
That sums up what Oklahoma City is going to be.
All right.
And what we believe Minnesota is going to be. This is the scene back in Italy when Vito Corleone, that was really bad.
Really nice.
Vito Corleone.
I like the Jewish twist to the Italian accent.
No, that would be Vito Corleone. I'm gonna go down to the bagel and get a schmear.
I'm gonna go get a schmear. Oh, I love schmears.
Yeah, I gotta have a good raspberry schmear.
That's one of my favorite things about being in New York. You hear terms like that.
So you have Vito's mother,
all right,
pleading with Don Chicho,
mm-hmm,
who was the godfather over there.
Right.
And he said, "All my respect, Don Chicho. You killed my husband because he wouldn't give in to you. And his oldest son, Paolo, because he swore his revenge, you killed him too. But Vito is only 9 and dumb-witted, and he never speaks." And Chicho said, "It's not his words I'm afraid of." Vito's mother said, "He's weak. He can't hurt anyone." Chicho says, "But when he grows, he'll grow strong." And Vito's mother said, "Don't worry. This little boy can't do anything to you." And Chicho said, "When he's a man, he'll come for his revenge." Right now, Oklahoma City, and to an extent, Minnesota,
yeah,
is Little Vito at the age of 9. And Little Vito isn't ready for his revenge. But give it a year or two.
Oh, my God.
And yes, Oklahoma City and Minnesota will be old enough, strong enough, wise enough. They will have climbed enough rungs on that ladder to not only come for their revenge, but will probably be good enough to get their revenge.
To exact it. If you're looking for a word to describe both relative to the Nuggets, problems. That's it. They are both problems. They're young.
But they're on the horizon line right
absolutely
now.
Absolutely.
But you can see the storm coming.
Mm-hmm.
Not ready to board up my house just yet this year, but next year I'm going to the hardware store to buy some nails and some plywood,
yeah,
because you know it's coming.
Come on, Nuggets, go get yourself another one this year. And I'm not but the Nuggets are still.
But you know what?
They're still set up for another couple of years before they've got to start kind of transitioning.
But before we, let's be honest here, though, because I don't know if we're giving the Nuggets enough credit. Nikola Jokic is only 27.
8.
Well, yeah.
Right.
He's 6 months younger, I believe, than Nathan MacKinnon. Something like that.
Or the other way around. One of the two. Yeah, we know that.
Jamal Murray's younger than that.
Right.
Michael Porter Jr. is younger than
that.
Yes,
right.
Okay. KCP, will see if he's back next year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Aaron Gordon
they're all under 30.
Okay.
Right.
With that, we know the great young talent coming up with those two teams. Two superstars already. Anthony Edwards and SGA, right? But Jokic is still in his prime.
Mm-hmm.
Murray is still in his prime. Let's not forget that even though I don't think either of these guys are going to be stars in this league, Christian Brown is just getting his sea legs,
yep,
as a player. Peyton Watson, just getting his sea legs. If suddenly they are now 7 deep, wow. However, who are they going to replace KCP with next year? Will it be Christian Brown?
Or Bruce Brown?
Bruce Brown? No.
Mm.
He's coming back with that salary?
Mm.
Jamal Murray's about to get a big salary.
Right.
No, they're not adding that type of talent. No, they're not.
I'd have to look at Bruce Brown's contract.
Why bringing up Bruce Brown? How's Bruce Brown coming back?
I've got to look at his numbers.
Why bringing up Bruce Brown? His contract is big. They can't bring that on.
Right. I think at the year after next, maybe. I think that
he's going to get paid more.
No, he's not. I don't think so.
Are you?
I don't think so.
I think that's a fantasy. Bruce Brown's coming back.
You got to look at it. Give me.
He has a team option for next year.
Yeah. Okay.
So he's going to come back here for a lot less?
Mm-mm.
No.
Mm. A lot less.
He's won a championship.
Yeah.
Why would he come back here and take less money? Now is his chance to make money. He's not coming.
No, he's making money right now. He's also been shipped. He's on his third team in 1 year.
It's not because he isn't good. It's because there were trades.
Right.
And he's a valuable trade chip.
I get that.
I love you, Bruce. And you and I agree in just about everything. But to me, it's a silly conversation. We're talking about Bruce Brown possibly coming back.
We're not even talking about
I'm just saying
there's
Bruce, I think
there are other guys out there that you can piece together. I don't think KCP is a part of the process.
KCP is a dog.
He is a dog.
And he's a clutch player. And he's a terrific defensive player. He is a 3 and D that was cheap. Those guys are hard to find. It will likely be Christian Brown.
Yep.
But the problem is he's not a great shooter as a shooting
guard. And I don't think he's I don't know if he's ever going to be a great shooter.
No. And is that going to be Strother? He's not a great defensive player.
Yeah, he's got to be better defensively, right?
You know, is it going to be Pickett, who's barely played?
Yeah, he's more of a point.
Right.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Coming up after the break, Deion Sanders loves the transfer portal.
Mm.
Danny Hurley, with the way he recruits, I couldn't imagine him ever truly wanting to dip into the transfer portal. Why do I say that? Listen to what he had to say next.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Boy, does this remind me of high school.
Yeah, this takes you back, doesn't it?
Yep, it does, because right. I was the MTV generation.
Yeah.
I was the John Hughes movies generation.
Mm-hmm.
All about high school. And it was filmed in my backyard.
Ah.
Literally the North Shore of Chicago.
There you go.
All those movies were filmed there. I had friends in high school who were extras in all those movies. All of them. Welcome back, Morning Drive. Goodman Hurdle. You can reach us on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed at Bruce Hurdle at Eric Goodman Monday. There's an automotive shop equipment, camping and sporting equipment auction featuring an automotive lift, Snap-on tools, toolboxes, engine hoist, camping supplies, a canoe, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. Time now for What's Trending.
What's Trending? Presented by Silterhar Mazda. Get to Silterhar in Broomfield for a no-pressure buying experience at Silterhar Mazda or find them at sthmazda.com.
When we put together shows, I think it's important to put together a show for your audience, not for yourself. And there are too many people that make that mistake. You know, let's say you're from Chicago. Oh, like me. And the Cubs are on a run. And we're talking about the Cubs a lot or often enough in August, in September. This isn't about me. It's about what people want to hear. But every once in a while, I will put something in there that I am truly interested
mm-hmm.
in. And that is this story. I love Danny Hurley. I just do. I love everything that he's about. I love his story. I love how he has battled back. I love where who he has become. Getting out of the shadow of his brother,
right.
Bobby Hurley, his father, legendary high school basketball coach. And the things that come out of his mouth, all I do is nod my head and say, yes, I agree. Yes, I agree. We know he's won back-to-back titles at UConn. But man, this guy is finding a way to navigate the NIL waters just fine. There are so many coaches that complain about the NIL, but specifically the collective, how it's affecting their programs. You are watching guys retire because of this. I think Tom Izzo is going to be next. And Hurley, when it comes to recruiting, isn't planning on changing anything. NIL be damned.
There's measurable talents you have to have, right? The height, the speed, the skill set. But we spent a lot of time really focusing on the parents.
The parents?
Yeah, on the parents. Are they going to be fans while they're on campus of their son, or are they going to be parents? Are they going to, hold them accountable, have an expectation that when something goes wrong, that it's not the coach's fault, that it's their son's got to work harder, he's got to do more, he's got to earn his role. We've got a real old school culture here of accountability. I'm an old school coach in terms of the tone I take with my players in practice, the expectations with effort, the focus on winning and we over me.
Like, what does that mean?
Have they played on 7 different travel teams? Have they transferred to 4 or 5 different high schools? When you talk to the parents in the recruiting process, are they constantly complaining about the coaches after a bad game, or are they, sending you a text, or you having a conversation, where their son has got to do more, he's got to play harder, he's got to work on his skills. They tell on themselves, they drop hints, and you've got the wrong type of kind of, people in that inner circle around your players, they'll sink your program.
Yeah, I mean, that all goes to a cancer in the locker room. I mean, no question about it. We over me, old school accountability. They're not just bygone notions. That's how many have grown up in this country. But we haven't. But we live in an AAU kind of atmosphere now.
We have some breaking news
here.
O.J. Simpson has died.
Really?
I'm not going to shed a tear.
No.
But O.J. Simpson has died.
Any details?
I believe he had cancer.
Okay.
And that really had prostate cancer. Don't most men check that pretty often? Or should check that pretty often?
Yeah.
I mean, I this is breaking news, clearly. But he's such a bad guy that it's hard to even come up with any words to... You usually when somebody dies, right?
Well...
You want to say something nice about him?
Well, I mean, think about all of the unbelievable things that he did as a football player.
Oh, I don't care about
and
that.
None of it is remembered.
No.
That's why.
Should it
so,
be.
So no, yeah, right. I mean, the guy was... I mean, he is what he is.
Instead of a hearse, it should be a white Ford Bronco.
There you go.
And they can take it along the LA freeway. We could have tons of camera coverage. I mean, when I saw this on Twitter, I'm thinking, yes, this is a very big story. And then as the breaking news music is rolling, I'm thinking, what am I going to say about this guy that's even positive?
There is nothing to say. What he will be remembered for trumps all things.
Yeah.
Period.
I mean, I can't even stomach having the words come out of my mouth. What a shame. Please.
No. No. I mean, no. There are, and it's not for me to judge, but I will say this. There are some people when they're gone that the world becomes a better place. I'll leave it at that.
As will I. What do we have coming up on Just In Case You Missed It?
We'll discuss John Rahm's Masters Champions Dinner and how many of Indiana Fever's games will be on national television this year. That's coming up next on Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle on Mile High Sports.
But when things fall into place, superposition.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
There's only one song worth singing. They may try and sell you.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us. Roller Auctions Twitter feed at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Monday, there's an automotive shop equipment, camping and sporting equipment auction featuring an automotive lift, Snap-on tools, toolboxes, engine hoists, camping supplies, a canoe, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. This is going to sound like a silly question on its face, but think about it for a second and a half and then give me your answer. I'm going to show you this video, which you saw, Christian Brown's dunk in which he went from his right hand to his left hand and dunked over Rudy Gobert. What was more enjoyable to watch, his dunk or the reaction of the Nuggets players on the sidelines?
Boy, I don't know. That was a, you know, dunks like that that are so unique, they're breathtaking.
Yes.
And that's what created the reaction.
Yes.
So I'm going to go with the dunk because it was kind of like, remember the Jordan in the air,
yeah,
switching from right hand to left hand? Now, yeah, it wasn't totally like that, but I thought of that when I saw that dunk because he was clearly going to go in right and then had the wherewithal, not to mention the ability, to just switch to his left in midair and throw down on top of Rudy Gobert.
Yeah.
It's not often when you watch as much NBA as we do that you see something that just blows you away. That was a blow you away moment.
Michael Jordan made dunks like that all the time.
All the time.
Christian Brown doesn't necessarily, right, do it. But the pure joy and adulation and excitement,
mm,
of that Nuggets bench made the entire dunk for me.
It was phenomenal.
And the way these guys support each other is so fun to watch. And I'm watching this right now, this clip. It's on a loop. And it's over and over again. And the look on Aaron Gordon's face is priceless, along with everybody else.
Yeah.
It really is. This is just such a fun team to watch with the way they support each other,
yep,
with the culture. Yeah, that's the word I used. Heat culture. The culture that they have built.
Well, that's part of who they are.
They truly,
yeah,
like each other.
That's a mainstay.
Love each other. And last night, Bones Highland went off in the Clippers game, and I'm thinking, if he had a dunk like that, I'm not saying there'd be a golf clap for it. Maybe a little bit more, but nothing like we saw with Christian Brown. Time now for the final word.
The final word.
is presented by the McKenzie Law Firm. Don't wait before it's too late. Protect your family by setting up a will, living will, or estate plan with Dan McKenzie at themckenziefirm.com.
Just in case you missed it. Presented by Mountain High Appliance, Colorado's favorite appliance store for 25 years in Louisville, Colorado Springs, and now open in their new store in Littleton. Go to mountainhighappliance.com.
Okay, guys, just in case you missed it, the WNBA announced that 36 of the Indiana Fever's 40 regular season games will be on national television. That includes 10 games on ABC, ESPN, ESPN2, and wow. CBS, as well as additional games on Amazon Prime Video and NBA TV. So clearly, the Caitlin Clark effect is real, right?
Without question. And why wouldn't they strike while the iron is hot? Best of luck to them. I hope it works out well.
You know what the best part is? Even though she's one of the greatest players in WNBA history, people might actually watch you, Diana Taurasi. Mm-hmm. Good for you. People might actually know who you are now. I do. You do, Bruce.
I sure do.
More than a few people who yep. love basketball do, but people are going to find out who Diana Taurasi is. Good for you, Diana.
If Caitlin Clark can elevate the WNBA as much as she did college women's basketball, that will be seismic.
We talked about this 2 weeks ago, and I asked you, and then I asked you the same question again after the first game, the national semifinal game of the Final Four. Do you think Caitlin Clark can have a magic Larry Bird effect? And at first blush, I think you were a little reticent to say yes.
Yeah. But here, let me just ask you a question. How many games did Iowa play in the NCAA tournament? Six. Right?
Yeah.
How many games did you really zero in on Caitlin Clark, even with Caitlin Clark being Caitlin Clark?
At least five.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, well, you're more power to you. I did not watch a first or second round game of Iowa.
Yeah.
I didn't. I did watch her play against Colorado.
What I mean by the Larry Bird effect is they came into the NBA and then instantaneously games were not tape delayed like the NBA finals.
Right.
And now you have 36 of 40 games. She has done immediately. I'm not going to tell you it's going to continue.
Mm-hmm.
What she has done is exactly what Larry Bird and Magic Johnson did. Now there is exposure for women's basketball.
Which is phenomenal.
And everyone will get a chance to see it.
I think it's
fantastic.
That's
exactly what those two guys did.
Let's hope that it happens again. Seriously.
Well, it already has. At least for one season.
No, it hasn't. Because Bird and Magic did it to the NBA. She's not even in the WNBA yet.
She doesn't have to be. 36 of 40 games are on national television.
Okay.
Well, I'm just stating that.
I think that is a...
I'm not saying...
That's probably a dubious comp.
I am not suggesting that she is going to take the WNBA to the NBA level.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying is her immediate impact is seismic without even playing a game yet. Just like the immediate impact of Bird and Magic was seismic before they stepped on the floor.
Yeah, except the difference is so far to this point, we're talking about Indiana. When we're talking about Bird and Magic, it was the entire NBA. I mean, can she lift the WNBA to a level where it is a mainstream?
No, I didn't say that. What I said was...
I'm not saying you said it. I'm saying that's the difference.
In terms of exposure, every single WNBA team will be on national television. At least once or twice. Every single one will be on national television.
Okay.
When's the last time you flipped on ABC and you saw a WNBA game outside of the playoffs?
Oh, they're on.
Outside of the playoffs.
They're on. They've been on.
On ABC?
I don't know about ABC, but they've been on. And WNBA's had a fairly... they've had an okay television contract the last few years. You can find it.
In the playoffs, the WNBA... ESPN is national cable.
Mm-hmm.
ABC is a national network.
Right.
Okay.
I get that.
I mean, I'll full disclosure here. I don't set my schedule around watching a WNBA game.
That's becomes the question now.
But now,
who's going to do it?
But now it's going to be, and I mean this in a positive way, now it is going to be jammed down our throat. And I mean that in a good way.
Sure.
Not a bad way.
Absolutely.
All right, just in case you missed it, the Baltimore Orioles called up infielder Jackson Holliday, the number one prospect in baseball, debuted last night in Boston after he started at AAA, a torrid start for him. He's 20 years old, was the top pick in the 2022 MLB draft, excelled in spring training, but was optioned to the minor leagues to begin the season because of service time purposes.
You better believe it.
Thoughts on Matt Holliday, son, getting called up to the show?
Well, I think the biggest part of this is the in the weeds part of it, and Eric already kind of reacted to it, and he's right. The biggest news here is that they're starting his major league clock at the age of 20. He had it, by the way, an RBI that was key in that game last night, and they beat the Red Sox in Boston, which pisses me off, but that's neither here nor there. They are betting on Baltimore and the Orioles being a good enough club that he can be a part of that moving forward, and you don't have to worry, and you can sign him to a long-term deal and avoid arbitration 5 years down the line.
Do you remember who the first guy was where this became a big deal? Service time?
Is it Chris Bryant?
You got it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Rockies did it too.
Yeah.
Was it Arenado?
Yeah, him or Story. Story. I can't remember.
Yeah, one of those.
Yeah, but they Chris, did do it, right.
Chris Bryant is the first time we really learned about, not learned, but it became part of our vernacular, service time.
Service time.
And it happened with Chris Bryant. That was Argonaut Wine and Liquor, just in case you missed it. They always have great specials on wine. Right now, domestic wines are 15% off. They deliver to the entire Denver metro area. Every delivery over $200 is free. Check them out off of Colfax. They always have wine tastings, and they have one on this Saturday. That is going to do it for us. Guys, great job today. As always, I'll try and do better tomorrow. Make it the best possible day you can. A Seven Nation Army couldn't hold me back. They're gonna rip it off.
Taking their time right behind. Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.